Hello, good morning. This is Rangel from Family First. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Alamina.
Alamina. How are you, Alamina? How may I help you?
Yes. Sir, so I got transferred over. Did the person not tell you who I'm being transferred over for?
Kind of, yeah.
Hello?
Baritone, yeah.
Okay, so what are you about to do? Because, like I said, I called him yesterday at 11 through 12 to find somebody, and he's just now telling me. If I would never called y'all to ask y'all, do y'all got a coverage this morning, she would have been out. She wouldn't have nobody to cover. Nobody would have been there today.
Sorry, ma'am.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Don't get it.
So, sir, are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, so I called yesterday around 11 to tell him I have an appointment. I send her coordinator my appointment to confirm I have an appointment for today. I call him this morning to see if I can talk to the person who's supposed to be covering me for today, and he's just now telling me they don't have nobody to cover me for today when my appointments are at 10 o'clock. That means if I would never call, she would have nobody come in for today. Now I gotta do y'all's job because now I done missed my appointment because he didn't do his job in finding somebody. Then he gonna sit there and tell me I called too late. I called at 11. They talking about, oh, they ain't leaving till 8 o'clock. Y'all just now telling me if I would never call, y'all just now telling me y'all ain't find nobody for her. So at this point, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. It's gotta be 10 o'clock for me. 10 o'clock.
What time do you have your appointment?
I have it at 2:30. It's not important what time I have my schedule. I called off for today for a reason. And he just now telling me he ain't find nobody to cover me. And he's talking about I called too late.
And it depends to the case. It can take one day, it can take half a day, it can take 2 days or even more to find someone. But if the coordinator was going to get in contact, of course, with the patient.
I feel like I got you confused what I'm trying to say. If I would never call this morning, she would have been out. She would have been out. That's what I'm saying right
but
now.
How would you know?
Because he just said something. That's why I know. He just said, we couldn't find nobody. At round 9 something. I'm calling to see if y'all got something covered. I could talk to the person. And he's like, oh, yeah, they couldn't find nobody. They couldn't find nobody. I'm talking to her coordinator. And that's what his
right,
job
but
makes
we
sure
haven't found someone.
Science is covered.
Yeah. It's not that we're not going to send someone.
What y'all mean? It's like
and actually, man, the coordinator is getting in contact with the patient. That's why you didn't receive the call, because you called out yesterday. I know, I completely understand, and that is great that you're being practiced, that you want to receive the call, but the coordinator most likely get in contact with the patient in these situations.
So at this point, what are you about to do? One second. I'm actually about to talk to her niece to see what's about to do, because this is like the second time something like this happened, and I'm not being okay with it. So 1 second. I could talk to our prior attorney, but this is not it.